Hi there, I'm Bill Ingram, and this is Welcome to Texas, a show about Texas history, lifestyle, and faith here in the Lone Star State. On today's show, we'll visit what is thought to be the oldest house in Galveston, the Menard House. We'll learn how the community of Jersey Village got its name, and what does God say about friendship? Well, we'll find out. That's all coming up on today's Welcome to Texas. Anything but quiet time, hosted by semi-normal people. Well, sort of normal people. Okay, they ain't normal, but they are my good friends, Rochelle and Carter. And they discuss God's Word and how it applies to daily life. Anything but quiet time is an inside look at what they're learning as they read through the Bible. It's kind of like that conversation that happens when you attend a really cool small group at your church. Search for it at hopenation.org. My dad told me years ago that if a man has five true friends in his lifetime, then God has really smiled on him. This was a very profound statement from my dad because, well, he wasn't big on talking about God. But his statement is true. Nowadays, with all the social media we have, many of us have a number of acquaintances, but true friends are hard to come by. A true friend is someone who is there for you in the good times and the bad, and we need to be there for them in the same way. We've all had friends that come around when everything's hunky-dory, but the minute trouble shows up, hey, they're out of there. So it's important we choose our friends carefully. In Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25, it says, "And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." God tells us friendship is important, so let's keep our good friends close by and in prayer. How would your faith change if you knew how to pray and felt confident that God hears you? We know prayer can seem difficult and is surrounded by guilt and shame. Our desire is for you to feel confident and comfortable in your prayer, understanding that God loves when you talk to Him, even about mundane things in life. Join Pastor Chad for his prayer podcast, Talking to God. Search for it at hopenation.org. In 1936, there was an area in West Central Harris County where Mr. Clark W. Henry owned over 1,200 acres of land. Now, Mr. Henry owned and operated the F&M Dairy and raised dairy cattle. However, in 1953, Mr. Henry's health began to decline, so he discontinued the dairy farm and gave up his land so a residential community could be built. Mr. Henry, along with Leroy Kennedy, both members of Garden Oaks Baptist Church, began developing the community in 1954. Several houses were built along Jersey Drive. The first family moved to the subdivision in October of that year. They eventually developed a school, a park, and an 18-hole golf course, and they named it after Mr. Henry's Jersey cows. They called a new community Jersey Village. In 1956, Jersey Village incorporated and put together a volunteer police force. The city of Houston never incorporated Jersey Village's territory, and as of the latest census, the population of Jersey Village was just under 8,000 people. If you feel you're not reading the Bible as much as you should, check out The On-Ramp. It's a daily Bible reading podcast. Each weekday, there'll be a reading of one chapter of the Bible. In just a few minutes, you can begin a daily Bible reading habit, and listening is just as good as reading. Jump in today and get started. Check it out at hopenation.org or anywhere you hear your podcasts. Galveston Island is rich in history, and you don't have to look long and hard to find it. What is thought to be the oldest house in Galveston is the Michelle B. Menard House. It was built in 1838, just 2 years after the Republic of Texas won its independence from Mexico. The Menard House is located at 1604 33rd Street. It's a Greek Revival home, and it's the first site of the very first Mardi Gras celebration on the island in 1840. According to the Galveston News, there were more than 300 guests, and many came dressed in costume. Michel Menard was an important figure on Galveston Island, as he is credited as being one of the founders of the city. In 1836, Menard, along with Samuel May Williams and Thomas F. McKinney, purchased a league and labor of land from the Republic of Texas. They went right to work to establish Galveston as the largest city in the Republic. Michel Menard was a signer of the Texas Declaration of Independence and a member of the Congress of the Republic of Texas. In 1880, the house was bought by Edwin N. Ketchum. Ketchum was the police chief during the 1900 storm, and the Ketchum family owned the home until the 1970s. Well, it's time to head them up and move them out. I'm Bill Ingram, and this has been Welcome to Texas, a show about Texas history, lifestyle, and faith here in the Lone Star State. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I hope you'll join me again for Welcome to Texas.